It's time for George Rogers Clark High School Football on 102.9 FM and 990 AM WWKY, streaming on WWKYradio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Citizens Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Meek Frazier, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive, your Healy Family McDonald's in Winchester, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Rymar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned. Kickoff is coming soon on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, WWKY. Streaming on WWKYradio.com.
Friday evening to you. We bring you high school football. We were off for a week, but we're back on the air now, and the GRC Cardinals set to play their first district game of this 2023 season. Hi, I'm Joel Bennett. Along with me, Bobby Baldwin, as the GRC Cardinals roll in here to Grider Stadium to take on the Bryan Station Defenders. And both these teams come in with 4-2 records. Bryan Station right now riding a winning streak, started off the season with two losses, but they have won the last four in a row. Bryan Station hasn't been at home very much. They've had one home game in which they really routed Henry Clay by a score of 56-0, and the Blue Devils only able to amass less than 25 yards in that ball game. So Bryan Station, a very dominant team. This is a 41st meeting between these two schools. It dates back pretty good history on it. It goes all the way back to 1961. GRC won that game 26-7. That was played at Lafayette High School. But right now, the season, the series edge, Bryan Station leads the all-time series with a 23-16-1 mark against GRC, dating back to 1961. And when you look at what Bryan Station's been able to do since 2021, they have defeated GRC in three straight. The 2021 season, the Defenders defeated the Cardinals twice that season, both contests over here at Bryan Station High School. First game was a 9-7 game, in which Coach Cherico had a wonderful game plan. He was able to control the ball, control the clock, and it took a last-second kick by a kicker who had not attempted a field goal all season. He nailed it with no time on the clock, and Bryan Station came back and won that one 9-7. However, Defenders, they got, riled up. They ended up defeating the Cardinals 45-0 in the next matchup. Last year, it was a 50-7 win for the Defenders over at GRC on the home field. But again, these two teams come in at 4-2. Bobby, I think for GRC, one of the big keys, don't get behind the chains. They need to get something on first down. I don't think we can afford too many three and outs.
Both teams average between 5 to carry on the ground, but if you make those mistakes early on, this team is so big, strong, powerful, and deep that they will you in a heartbeat.
And you bring up a good point on mistakes. It's going to be hard enough playing this team. You don't need to help them out with penalties.
That's it.
And I think they're going to need to get something on first down. I'm sure Coach Cherico would like to shorten the game if he can, keep the clock going. He comes in 4-2. Had a big game, big win against Montgomery County, been off for a week. I think he's anxious to get going.
Well, he's the type of guy who loves to compete, and he's got these youngsters now in the third year of his regime, and they definitely have sold out to try to get as good as they can playing for him and for their school. But numbers-wise, they're a little outvoted tonight.
Yeah, Bryan Station's a strong team and very powerful team, ranked number, by some polling, they have them in the top 15 in the state. They came in ranked number 5 preseason in 6A football. They're right now in the top 7 in 6A football. They came in preseason ranked number 5. Last year, they went to the semifinals of the state championship Gridiron Classic, losing to eventual state champion 6A Bullet East. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have more pregame coming your way. We've got football action coming your way. Bryan Station Defenders hosting the GRC Cardinals. Bobby and I will be back in 2 minutes right here on WWKY.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation has something for everyone. Stop by and try a new group fitness class. Go for a swim in one of their two heated indoor pools. Take a lap around their rubberized walking track. And those are just a few examples of the activities you'll find at Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation. Like them on Facebook and learn more about what Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation can offer you and your family today. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation, 15 Wheeler Avenue.
Traditional Bank loves helping people who help others. We work with nonprofits to simplify business banking and get you back to your purpose. With tight budgets and staff who wear multiple hats, nonprofits have unique banking needs. Our business bankers can help streamline processes, deliver deposit solutions, and provide training and support every step of the way. We're making nonprofit banking easier so you can focus on meeting your mission. Start your partnership with Traditional Bank today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX 4 1000 Sport Side-by-Side, the strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain, armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology. Take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX4 1000, available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
GRC football coming your way here shortly as we have the officials down on the field. It is a turf field. We've got good sidelines. However, this the way we have the press box situated, it's very linear. When you go to GRC, a very vertical type of stadium and setup. Here we are very very linear here at Grider Stadium. Beautiful night for football. Game time temperature at 70. Look for it to drop about 10 degrees. By the time this one's over, as fall is rolling in here. Looking at Bryan Station, they are under the direction of head coach Philip Hawkins. He is in his fourth season. He took over a team that hadn't had a winning record in five seasons. First year he got them, they went 10-2, and then he ran off 10 wins in each of his first three seasons. So 34-10, current record overall at Bryan Station. Got to the Final Four, the 6A semifinals. This guy can coach. He's got the numbers out. Bobby, there's a lot of players on this team.
A lot of players, and you can basically just exemplify that by the fact that they have had 36 players in on tackles for their team, and yet the Cards, even though they're deeper this year than they have been, have only listed 26 with tackles this year. So that's a big difference when your opposition is about 1.25 bigger than you are just in numbers who are actually hitting the playing field.
So Coach Hawkins, he is in his fourth season, and you've got Coach Jericho for GRC. He is in his third season. We chronicled his 100th win Wednesday night at the Citizens Bank of Kentucky Cardinal Connection. We had Coach Jericho in there, and it's going to be a big game for him tonight. He's not quite at 500 as a GRC coach, but he's got a chance to get there.
Well, he does. He's got a couple of games upcoming where they're going to be pretty much even, Stephen, as far as how they look on paper. Tonight, however, they're really going to have to play well to stay in this contest. But 2 years ago, we saw them do exactly that, Hope Springs Eternal.
The Bryan Station team, they'll be guided by Trenton Cutright, the quarterback. He's a dandy. He's a senior. He's 6'1 and 170. He had a game last week, Bobby, that it was just a stat stuffer of a game. He threw for four touchdowns. He ran for a couple of touchdowns. This guy's good. He's big. He's solid. But GRC has a good quarterback, too. Clements with almost identical statistics.
Yeah, both averaging about 55% pass completions in that regard, and yet both are excellent runners from the quarterback position.
Sure are. So GRC, they're going to lean on Sam quite a bit more. He threw three touchdowns in the game against Montgomery County, and while GRC didn't have a huge offensive night stat-wise, when you roll up 45 points, you did what you needed to do.
Well, the defense was very opportunistic. The kicking game was excellent, and as a result, the Montgomery County team held the ball for most of the game. I would say, what, gee whiz, 55 to almost 60% of the game time-wise, but the Cards were quick strike, got in the end zone very, very fast, and relied on their defense to carry the day after that.
And as Bobby, just to echo what he's saying there, GRC, as far as 6A football, they are the third highest scoring team per game average, rolling up 33, almost 34 points per game on average. They're going to need every one of them tonight as they take on Bryan Station. Cardinals also one of the top teams in takeaways, Bobby. They 8 fumble recoveries, 6 interceptions. They've got some guys that can hawk the ball, too.
Well, you're exactly right. And when you have people who are around the ball, have a nose for the football, if that baby pops loose or winds up on the ground somewhere, if you're not there, you don't have a shot to get it. But if you are, you've got at least a 50-50 chance.
These guys are meeting at midfield right now, head coaches and their team captains, along with officials, as we are winding down to kickoff. Right now, we'll step aside for our final 2-minute break. We come back, we'll have opening kickoff, game action, all that straight ahead, right here on WWKY.
Where do you turn when you or a loved one needs specialized care, such as prescription delivery, oxygen, and hospital equipment? At HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, they've been Clark County's reliable source for health care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment has been serving Winchester since 1982. They're a trusted member of the healthcare community for all needs. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, hcapharmacy.net.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to 3 art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
We get ready for high school football. Bryan Station coming down the Spirit Tunnel with their pep section and cheerleaders as they take the field. They've got a pink out here in support of breast cancer awareness. And how about that pink with green and gold? Does that go okay with you?
Anything. You've got high school football. You've got a lot of excitement. And just bring it whatever the color.
Well, the Cardinals roll over here. They're wearing black pants, white jerseys over black pants. They got their black helmets and red numerals. And Bryan Station, green over green with gold letters and helmets. It was Bryan Station winning the toss, I believe, and they elected to receive. We'll see how this goes. We will not have Clay Turley kicking off We're going to have Levi Ross tonight. How did the Cardinal golf team do, Bobby, quickly?
They got a little taste of the bitter today, to make a long story short, are tied for fifth at the moment after the first of two rounds, but are only two shots out of third place. So I look for the golf Cardinals to really, really bring it back tomorrow. They're all disappointed to the man, and had 172 shot today. The all-stater, Jacob Settles, birdied the last hole for 72, but then after that, the sledding was pretty tough. Jacob is in the top five, and those other four with him are legit as well. So a good start for Jacob. The rest of the team will pick it up tomorrow. You mark my word.
DeMond Green and JT Haskins drop back deep to field the Levi Ross kick. And, Bobby, thank you for that update on the Cardinals golf team. Again, that's the Leachman Cadillac Buick GMC Boys State Golf Championship going on at the Bowling Green Country Club. Good luck to those Cardinal golfers tomorrow, as that will be the final day of a two-day event. Ross subbing in for Clay Turley, who was at that golf event, just a super athlete, football, golf, and also soccer. This fielded at the two, straight up the middle to the 20, 25, 30. Still on his feet, shakes a tackle, got to midfield. One man to beat, and he's down the sideline and pushed out of bounds. I don't see a flag, so he is down the field. It's going to be taken from the two into Cardinal territory, and Brian Station playing on a short field. It's all the way down to the 20-yard line.
Couldn't quite catch the number on the far sideline. The last man just got enough of him to brush him out of bounds, and then he retired into the maze over there on the GRC sideline, but he saved the touchdown, whoever that was.
About an 87-yard return, man. He took it around the two and pushed it down, and Brian Station playing on a short field as we get ready to go here. GRC with a three-man front. Got a little pistol look in the backfield. Cut right at the shotgun, handed off left side running.
There he goes.
And cuts it back in. And GRC familiar with that name. Caleb Washington in for a touchdown. 20-yard touchdown run for Washington. One play, 6 points for the Bryan Station defender.
21 seconds to get the score after a long kickoff return. Washington, who is 38.5% or 37.5% of their offense, showed why on that play as he went left all the way into the end zone.
Extra point attempted by Gentry. That kick is up and good. And like Bobby said, 21 seconds, and Bryan Station on top, 7-0. Cardinals getting their first crack at it when we come back. Back in 1 minute, you're on WWKY.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester-Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Kamani John returns the kick for GRC, fielded at the 5-yard line. He pushes it up as he gets up near the 20-yard line. Not the 82-yard kick return that Bryan Station had, but a pretty good one for GRC. They'll have it first and 10 at their own 24.
Nice return that time by John, but the conversion due to the quickness coming from the Bryan Station part of the field got there very quickly.
Cardinals come out. They look at a three-man front for Bryan Station. The Bryan Station defenders very solid defensively, and it's a direct snap, and Clements trying to push it forward, cross the 25. He got about two on that, and we're going to say that, again, a premium's going to be put on first downs for GRC. You don't want to get negative plays or behind the chains.
More like a quarterback draw right up the middle on the first play, and he got two, but no more.
Clements looks to the sideline on second down. We played a minute. Bryan Station, one play. Touchdown on that. Pistol look in the backfield. Heath goes in motion, looking, swinging it out to the flats, and he overthrew. Heath, the intended receiver, Clements pass over his head. It goes out of bounds, brings up third down for GRC.
Almost looked like he saw the defense there. Two fellas waiting on him, and he just flipped that one over his head out of bounds. Probably a good, smart play, but no chance for Hayden to haul that one in.
Clements, who threw three touchdowns out of his nine completions last week, very efficient. He goes into the shotgun. He's got two wideouts to the left, matched up on man-man, tight end on the left as well, and they run it up the middle. Boy, and he is driven back. Trey Davis tried to hit the hole up the middle, and it was shut down quickly as Bryan Station had Evan Davenport and Jason Hawker shut that down quickly.
Yeah, met him right smack dab at the line of scrimmage over center, shoved him back. Cards in what would appear to be an obvious punting situation here at fourth and seven, deep in its own, in their own territory.
So Clements comes back into the huddle, look for him to do the pooch punt. Quite frankly, I'm like Bobby, the situation here would say that. Bryan Station dropping a deep man back, Haskins, and it's a punt, and it's going to take a good cardinal bounce for GRC, and it will be down inside the 40 at the 37 of Bryan Station.
Overall, a good punt.
Yeah, about 37, 38 yards on that punt, so good job there for Clements getting that one off. GRC with a three and out, and now back defensively, and they got to deal with this Bryan Station club.
Yeah, less than 2 minutes in at the 10:04 mark of the first. Cards down seven, and the Mighty Defenders ready to attack for the second time here.
They overload the right side. That's a strong side. They've got three wideouts there. Pistol look with Washington in the backfield. GRC coming. They bring some linebackers up to the line. Washington squared his shoulders on the left side, and he bullies his way across the 40, driven out of bounds in front of the Cardinals sideline after about a four-yard gain. They're going to give him three on that.
Yeah, he did. The defense on the right side at the edge did a good job of containing that elusive hard runner and got him down after really a short 3 yards.
Yeah, they're going to give him two on that. Let me correct that one. 2 yard gain. Here comes the Cards. They come up into the box. They come on the edge, and here comes a hard rush, and Cutright got away from it. Some nifty moves, and he's going to get the first down run. So GRC came with some heat, and they had good pressure on the rush that time. Alfaro in the backfield flushed Cutright out, but he ran very strongly. They're going to give him, they're not going to give him the first down. So,
well, just elusive enough. Cutright very, very clever with his feet and with his strength and his quickness, and he was able to get that first down.
They are going to say the first down now. So 8 yard pickup. Bryan Station moves the ball closer to midfield. High snap. Cutright throws it out in the flats, and it's through the hands. Intended receiver JT Haskins just a little high and on the coverage over there. It was Heath and Davis for GRC.
Pass a little high out to the right, but Haskins won't often fail to grab that one.
He's a favorite target. He knows what to do. Yards after catch, it's supreme. They bring in the tight end, Frazier. He's sitting on the right side. They overload that side. GRC tight split on the defensive line. Second 10, swing it out. Screen pass caught there by Washington. Blockers in front. And GRC has Hunter Gully in pursuit, and they bring him down, crossing midfield on that catch. Hayden Heath with the tackle, Kalen Washington with the catch.
Threw the pass out into the right flat, but GRC held the edge, made him cut upfield, and were able to track him down after a long four, short 5 yard gain. So now it's third and a little over five to go.
A little bit of a hurry up here as they go no huddle and cut right in the shotgun. GRC coming up to the edge. They show three down linemen. Here comes the linebackers on the edge. Quick drop and a pass through the hands of the intended receiver, Damon Green, and he has a expression of frustration as he looks to the defender sideline. And with that incompletion, third down and five coming up for Bryan Station. Ball on the Cardinal 48.
Yeah. Third and five. Actually, they say fourth down on the chain gang.
In the shotgun. They send Washington in motion to the right. Looking, working the middle of the field. The pass is caught inside the 30, down to the 28-yard line, about a 20-yard pickup for Heston.
Yeah, he just went off of left end, cut to the post. Ball was right there, went up, snared it, 20 yards, first down. Defenders continued to move.
So a big 20-yard pickup there is cut right. Good poise in the pocket, working the middle of the field, and Haskins' favorite target hauled that one in, as Bobby described. They move the ball to the GRC 28. In motion, coming across is Guy. Instead, they hand it off. Washington slips one tackle, and then Alfaro grabs him and wrestles him to the ground. Got some run support from the linebacker, Miller, on that stop, and Gully as well.
Cards had good penetration, but were unable to catch him in the backfield, and then he slithered his way for about half of what he needs to get another first down, second and six.
Good determination by Washington, Bobby. They hit him at the line. He shed a tackler and grinding out 6 yards on that carry. Yeah, we've seen him play. He's a strong player.
He's a super player.
As a freshman, he was a man-child. He was a good player. Here's a blown snap, but GRC may have helped him. Saunders charging across the line, but it's going to be, it'll be a penalty against Bryan Station with illegal procedure. They'll back it up five. Saunders bolted right across that line, didn't he? These guys are hungry, too. They haven't played in a week, GRC hasn't.
GRC is going to give it its all. There's no question about that. And hopefully they can get some turnovers out of some of this.
Gully and Saunders on the interior on the front line. Our Cardinal Connection guest on Wednesday night, Maynard, the deep safety. He's got his hands full with these defender receivers. Cutright, long cadence, looks over the sideline. Station on top, 7-0, 6.5 to go. Here's a high snap and a fumble. He pulls it down. Cartwright down the right side, tried to make something out of nothing. It was a fumbled snap. Second time that high snap got in there, but he turned it upfield.
Yeah.
They have gotten back to the line of scrimmage.
It was close. It was 2nd and 9, and now it looks like it's maybe 3rd and 10, but as explosive as Bryan Station is, they just need one play.
So Cutright looking over to the short side of the field. That's where it's on the right hash where the defenders line up with their team. Leading 7-0. We got 13 to go in the first. Cutright under center, toss it out on a sweep to the left side. Washington with running room, and he turned the edge, finally driven out of bounds and tackled by Trey Davis. But he picks up the first down as he got it down inside the 10-yard line. Big run there.
Well, just an excellent job by the left side of the Bryan Station offensive line to set the edge. And once they did, Washington knew what to do with it.
So they're going to mark it. It'll be first and goal from the 10. Bryan Station threatening again here. In motion, now the flag thrown as Kalen Washington takes a handoff. He is tackled by T.J. Hooten as he got inside the 10, short of the right around the 5-yard line. But a flag thrown as Bryan Station with the ball on first and goal from the 10. And we look in another procedure call against the defenders. their second in this series of drives, which has already netted three first down and consuming a lot of the clock here in the first quarter.
Right, a lot of the clock, but again, they're so strong that 5 yards so far doesn't mean that much to them, because when they get yardage, it's usually five plus a bunch.
Yeah, they converted on third down, third and 13, I believe, on this drive with a 20-yard pass to Haskins over the middle. We'll see what they've got here as they bring in a double tight end set. They got Hawker in there and Frazier. Both those guys are Akron University signees on the defensive side of the ball. And here they are playing with a heavy package with two tight ends. Cutright looks. He's going to go back under center. The snap seems to be an issue, but he goes under center here with a wing on the right side. That's Hawker. He goes in motion left, and they want a fake run left, rolling right, Haskins. He tries to get to the edge, squares his shoulders. He's going to go in. Touchdown for Haskins.
Boy, did a great job with the ball fake to the defender, the runner going to the left, and once he hauled it in, he just took it around the opposite side for an easy score.
Cutright scores, and Bryan Station adds to their lead. It stands right now as 13-0. Gentry tries to add the point after. We got 5:10 to go here in this opening quarter. Snaps there, hold down, and the kick is up. It looks good. The officials confirm it is. It's 14-0. Defenders leading the Cardinals. We'll take a 1 minute break. Back in 1 minute here on WWKY.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
Well, Kamani John takes the kickoff at the goal line and looked like he had a full head of steam, but Akeem Clay, a junior, listing at 5'5", 155, he was the gunner, Bobby, and he's small. They couldn't see him. He got down there and made a special team play.
Well, he flew down the field, and Kamani was lucky to get to where he got on that, because he was met very quickly. Like you say, the full head of steam got him out some yardage, but guards again deep in the hole here at the five-minute mark of the first down, two scores.
Clements with a pistol look, rides it into the handoff, running right side, not much there as Bryan Station clogged it up. Bobby, who was the ball carrier on that?
It's very, very difficult to see.
I guess it was Hayden Heath.
It could have been, okay.
Number 13 on the carry. He didn't get much on that. Blowing that play up was Brown, 260-pound down lineman. Kind of slammed it down after Heath was able to squeeze out a yard on that. So Bryan Station with a couple of 20-plus, 20-yard touchdown runs and running the football. GRC trying to establish here. Belcher's in the backfield. He blocks for Clements, who wants to run that quarterback draw. It's not a RPO run pass option. He's just trying to run and get something. They sent Belcher through the line first, but Clements met after a 2-yard pickup.
Yeah, when Bryan Station can key on the quarterback and the one offensive back, it's going to make it hard for the Cards unless they can get a little bit through the air here going forward.
They try to spread the field here with two wideouts to each side. Bryan Station playing press coverage. They're right up on them, and the defenders jump across the line. And if that's the case, it will aid GRC's third down situation much, much better. It is third 5-yard penalty against Bryan Station. GRC, 4 rushes in this game. They've been able to get 6 yards.
Well, Bryan Station feeling pretty good about itself here in the early going, and on that particular play, sort of freelanced the anticipation of the snap and got caught. But third and two here, big play.
Cecil and John both wide out to the left. Again, matched up on man, and there's Bryan Station. May have jumped off sides, and head coach of Bryan Station walking the sidelines. He likes an aggressive, overzealous team, but you cost us a first down. You can come over and talk to me about it. So,
well, the Cards get their first of the game.
So they stay with the same formation, two wideouts. This time, though, it's Israel and Davis on the left side, tight end on the right. Clements wants to fake a throw. Now he's going to run, tried to get to the right side, and he is hammered after a one-yard pickup over in front of the Cardinal sideline.
Started up after the attempt going over tackle and then opened up. And when he opened up, the quickness got to him and he was able to squeeze. But 2 yards out of that one, looked like it could go for a little more early on.
McCauley over there to shut that down for Bryan Station. These guys are big and they are fast. McCauley, 6'3", 250-pound senior. I mean, these guys, they're big and they've got good lateral movement. Davis, a slot receiver on the left. Pistol look with Heath in the backfield. Clements with time. Back to throw. Secondary coverage is good, so he goes underneath and makes the pass complete. Across midfield, dragging players with him. Down inside Bryan Station territory at the 39-yard line with a flag thrown.
Could have been a face mask. One thing about it, the receiver caught the ball, got hit and dragged the defender 10 more yards before he finally went to the turf. Might be coming back.
Maybe coming back, so.
If it's a spot foul, Card still could possibly get a first down out of this.
They completed the pass. Clements did up around the 45 in midfield. So evidently they're bringing it back. I haven't seen an indication by official yet. They are clustered over in front of the Clark sideline conferring. But it looks like we're going to be redoing this down anyway. So the nice big 25-yard plus pass play, and guy here beside me saying he's seeing holding call, and we'll see what they pull out there as the officials break their huddle. At any rate, it will not be a first down for GRC inside the 39 of Bryan Station, which I hopefully and enthusiastically told you.
An eligible man downfield.
So we had a guy releasing, and normally that will happen on a bubble screen, but that time did not look to be a bubble screen play. It was a pass on a drag route to the corner or to the sideline, but they'll lose yardage on that, lose five, and I don't know why it took so long. We've got this finally sorted out.
Second and 13 now.
Yeah. Here's Clements, tries to sidestep a would-be tackle, and he is sacked in the backfield. Bryan Station got in there. The guy, Christian Gerton, I guess he got a nice pep talk on the sideline. He jumped one time offside, but that time he was in the backfield, and he sacks Clements for a loss.
Wanted to get out of that coach's doghouse.
Well, that's a good way to do it, to just hold in there and get you a sack. So the Cardinals having a situation here where it's third down and long. Minute 45 to go in the first quarter. GRC trailing 14-0. Heath in the backfield. He stays in the block. Clements rolling to his right, looking, throwing. He throws it underneath. The pass was caught. Are they going to say near the 36-yard line? Israel brought it in, but that's short of the first down. But pretty good yardage for GRC.
Yeah, got eight. Did a good job of picking up 8 yards there, but needed 13.
So we've got a injury here with a station coach out, bringing out a player. Now it's going to be fourth and looks like about fourth and about four. So GRC with a 13-yard pickup by that pass to Israel on that catch. Clements back to the huddle. Looked like, of course, fourth and four, you never know with Cherico. He's the kind of guy, he may punt it, he may go for it.
Brian Station isn't backing off.
Now they're dropping back. Haskins, in case it is a punt, Clements rolling, looking, throwing sideline pass intended for Kamani John is incomplete. No flag on the play, so Brian Station will take it over. So the Cardinals over on downs, they've had a punt and then an over on downs, their first two possessions of this ball game. Brian Station with a pair of touchdown runs, one of 20 and one of 22 yards, both by Kalen Washington.
And at the 103 mark of but the first quarter, they have a 36-yard field to cover to get another score.
Excuse me, that was Cutright that scored that last touchdown. He's in the quarterback, looks, throws out here in the flat. It's caught. Haskins stood up, and they try to strip the ball, but he holds firmly, and he's finally wrestled to the ground. Tackle made by Trey Davis on the coverage. Picking up four on that reception.
Trey got him, held him up, let his defenders come to him, but they were unable to strip it. Second and six here.
Clock rolling inside of 30 seconds and counting here in the first quarter. Four-man front for the Cardinals. Cut right in the shotgun, got a good snap, hands it off right side running to the short side of the field. The Cardinals bottle it up and push the ball carrier out of bounds.
Now they slam the door shut coming to the short side of the field on that one. I think the first quarter's going to
come to an end as with a waning second stick away. That'll do it. First quarter comes to an end. GRC trailing here at Grider Stadium at Bryan Station High School campus. 14-0. Defenders leading. We'll be back in 1 minute.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
You're listening to the GRC Cardinals. Hot!
The defenders of Bryan Station, 14-0. Third down and call it six on this. Bryan Station with the ball in Cardinal territory. Going to mark it near the 30-yard line. High snap. Cutright has it. The official blows a whistle and a flag thrown. And again, that'll be another false start procedure call against the defenders. Their fourth such call tonight. So that backs that third down. Of course, last time Bryan Station was behind the chains on third down, they worked a 20-yard pass over the middle to Haskins. We'll see if GRC can defend that a little bit better.
With that size and strength and length and talent, they can go a lot of directions to pick up chunks of yardage in a hurry.
So the official spots the football.
There you go. Yeah,
it'll be at the 38.
It's third and seven. That's third and 12.
As we get ready for second quarter play here soon, I will assume.
Yeah, you got to put the clock back 2 seconds because that was, I think they blew the whistle before the play was actually snapped.
So here we get ready to go.
There they go. They got it.
Third down, ball on the 37. Cut right, back to throw. Here comes the heat. He's flushed out, rolling right, looks, throws on the run, finds a receiver at the 20, and down to the 15-yard line on the first down catch. As a catch is made there by Burnett, who hauled it in.
Flushed out, went to the right, and got within 1 yard of the line of scrimmage before he let that go. Very, very astute, well-constructed play there for another first down for the defenders.
22-yard hookup on that first down is Bryan Station deep in Cardinal territory, as they would say, inside the red zone. Tight splits all across the line, both offense and defensive line. And they go on the ground running left side, trying to get to the edge. This is Washington, tries to find the end zone. He smells the goal line, got in for the touchdown. Going in on a 17-yard run, a touchdown there for Caleb Washington, his second of the night.
Basically took that pitch out going to the left side and went in unencumbered, almost untouched, just too much size and strength. Well blocked, well executed, and an easy score for Station.
Three touchdowns on the ground for Bryan Station. Gentry trying the point after the snap, the hold, the kick on its way. It's good, and Bryan Station adds to their lead. Less than a minute deep here in the second period of play. It's 21 to nothing with Bryan Station leading. We'll be back after this brief 30-second break.
You have questions about buying a home. The mortgage loan experts at Central Bank have answers. Whether you're buying your first home, refinancing, or looking for something new, our Central Bankers offer fast, friendly support when you need it most, not weeks later. Don't let important questions about your future home go unanswered. Speak to a neighborhood Central Banker and make a move towards your dream home today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, loan subject to credit approval.
Cardinals trailing here 21 to nothing. GRC coming off a bye week, and Bryan Station rolled in here on a four-game winning streak. Only the second game they have played here in front of the home crowd this season. Bryan Station defenders opened the season with back-to-back losses, but they've corrected things and got things rolling now, four wins in a row, and they lead here 21-0. Gentry to kick it off. He's kicked deep every time. This time it will not be Kamani John. It'll be Carter Maynard at the 7, and Maynard comes up to the 15-yard line, or excuse me, the 25-yard line, and he's shaken up on the play.
He took a hit there as he tried to take it right up the gut after he received that ball, but got whacked pretty good.
18 yards on the kick return, and that is not Maynard. That is Belcher on the ground, number six. So could have been on a special teams play nonetheless. We've got a break in the action. GRC trailing 21-0, and Bryan Station with the lead right now, getting attention on the field. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. Back after this brief message.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Belcher off the field under his own power. That's a good thing. GRC with the football as they begin first and 10 from their own 24. Clements hands it off to Davis. Hits the hole with some authority. That time he hit it with some conviction, and the best first down yardage GRC's put up on the night as Trey Davis up the middle, able to grind out. Looks like about 7 or 8 on that carry.
7 or 8, but yeah, you know, it's funny. When there's a seam there and you've got a gap, it's easy to get some momentum. When it's closed down, you have no shot, but good blocking up front on that play.
other than a 13-yard pass by Clements, that 8-yard run, the longest play from scrimmage. And they go right back to the ground, this time Hayden Heath running left side and got good enough blocking that he's going to push it up for a first down. That's the second first down for GRC in this game.
Good hard 4 to 5 yards just right over left tackle. Again, a commitment from the interior lineman of the Cards to create a gap and get these kids through the line into the second defense.
Ashton Tackett on the line, Brian Crawford over there as well. Also Hunter Gully on the line for GRC offering the blocking. High snap, Clements pulls it down. Had a little bit of a blast play with a lead blocker going through, but a slow developing play, and it's slow developing because the snap's too high.
Snap was a little high, and then the defenders weren't moved very much. Once he did finally get the ball down and get it to the running back, just a yard or so gain.
GRC trailing here 21-0, 9.5 minutes to go before halftime. Cardinals picked up a first down. This drive started back on their 18. They are up to the 39, their own 39-yard line. Two wideouts left, single wideout to the right. Clements in the shotgun. They go on the ground, boy, and wrapped up, and they're just Davis nowhere to go as Brian Station was in the backfield. So a 2-yard loss on that, a big hit for Brian Station, getting in there on that tackle, to me like Brown in there for the stop.
Yeah, it looked like the left edge blitzed, and then one of the linemen on the right side of the line got penetration, and they squashed him, so to speak, nowhere to go, loss of 2, back to 3rd and 9 or 10.
Same formation, single wide out right, 2 to the left. Back to throw is Clements. They come on the edge. Clements steps up in the middle. He's being chased, caught from behind, and ridden down. He was able to run and scramble for about 6, but short of the first down on that 3rd down run. So they tell you to step up in the pocket. They don't tell me. I never played quarterback. But when the heat came and the pressure from the edge, he made a good move. It's just he got caught from behind.
Well, he was flushed out and got what he could, but needed more than he got.
So it's 4th down, 4th and about 6, and Clements not going to be punting. He's going to be going for it. Has time. Throws, works the middle of the field. Haddon Cecil, the intended receiver. It's incomplete. Clements 1 of 4 passing in this game so far, and the Cards turn it over on downs for the second time in this game. And Coach Jericho's, he's not playing, he wants to keep the ball possession.
He wants to keep the ball, and I guess he says, what's the difference between them having a 43-yard field and a 66-yard field, as potent as they are? So that one play, again, didn't work, but the attempt was sure there to try to make it work.
Well, Brian Station, they have not been denied. They've had the football for 3 possessions. They've scored on all 3. They're working on a short field here just across GRC and GRC territory, and a high snap, and we've got a whistle, and it looks like possibly another procedure call against Brian Station as they blew the play dead. And it is. That is the 5th of the 6 penalties against the defenders. 5 have been that illegal procedure, false start type. So it'll be just under 8 minutes to go before halftime. It'll be now 1st and 15. Defenders back just across midfield into Cardinal territory. 4-man front for GRC. Here's a fake cut right in the backfield. He's caught and brought down. GRC with a good swarming tackle. They got in the backfield. TJ Hooten on the blitz. And also he had a guy that's been causing some problems in there for him all night long, Saunders.
Well, again, good penetration there up the middle, combined with the blitz. Cut right unable to escape. Lost 2. So looks like we're at 2nd and 17 now. Good defense by the Cards.
Saunders and Hooten team up to make that that sack. Loss of 3 on the play. Brian Station back just on the other side of midfield. split backs in the backfield, two wide outs to each side. They empty the backfield with pass routes, and he finds Washington down the right sideline, and he hauls it in for a first down. And they see where they spot him out of bounds. They're going to spot him inside the 20.
Yeah, nice job of pitch and catch. Washington was going down the right sideline there, and the pass was perfectly thrown. Guards weren't able to get there in time, and he got the connection and the big gain on that down.
Cut right, very efficient. 5 of 7 passing. Washington hauls in his second catch. He's got 36 on the night in pass receiving yards, as well as 2 touchdowns on the ground running. Time called on the field right now with 6:44 to go before halftime. 21-0. Bryan Station leading back in 1 minute.
Here at Sterling Healthcare, we're committed to quality, affordable healthcare for the entire family. No gimmicks, no outrageous bills for professional care. Just professional medical services provided by caring providers and staff to ensure you and your family are healthy in mind, body, and overall well-being. I'm Jennifer Carpenter, Human Resource Manager for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check out Sterling Healthcare today and see all the ways we're here for your family.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
This first district game between these two clubs. The other district matchup, Madison Central and Frederick Douglass. Here's a pass out in the flats, caught. Nice downfield blocking by Haskins. Kamani John with the tackle. He impedes and prevents Clark from getting into the end zone.
Boy, I tell you what, just a nice pinpoint pass again. Very, very efficient. Laid it right out there where he caught it in full stride, and before the guards could converge on him, he had big yardage inside the 10 for the first down.
First down pass play, first and goal. Cartwright under center, and that was a strange-looking play, but no flag on it. And Washington trying to score his third touchdown from the 4-yard line. He got down to the 1, so a 3-yard pickup for Kalen Washington on that first and goal run.
Yeah, almost on a semi-busted play.
Yeah, it was. It was strange. No flag.
He was still able to veer right and cut up and almost got home.
Clock rolling, 6 minutes to go before the half. Bryan Station defenders with 3 rushing touchdowns, looking at second and goal from the 1 here. Cut right in no hurry. Looks over the sideline. GRC stacking that box. Goal line defense formation for the Cardinals. And they go on the ground, and Kalen Washington goes in. Touchdown. He scores from 1 yard out. That's his third touchdown tonight.
Well, you can see why Washington is 3/8 of their rushing offense, because when he gets that ball, anything can happen, and it's usually positive and explosive.
5:43 to go before halftime, and again, Kalen Washington, 1-yard touchdown run. Guy's averaging 6 yards per carry. He's got a good, healthy average tonight as he scored for the third time. Gentry on to try to tack on the PAT. That is good, and Bryan Station adds to their lead. Defenders 28, Cardinals nothing. 5:43 to go. Back after this brief 30-second break.
Nothing better than enjoying Kentucky scenic roadways by motorcycle, huh? But there is one thing almost as good: being insured by Kentucky's own insurance company, Kentucky Farm Bureau. Plus, you get a multi-policy discount if you're already a Kentucky Farm Bureau insurance policy holder. Nice to know when the wind's in your face, someone you trust has your back. Kentucky Farm Bureau, now offering motorcycle insurance.
I'm Lauren Bank Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
Caleb Washington scores his third touchdown tonight. He's carried the ball in this ball game seven times for about 60 yards. And a guy that started his career at GRC, we saw him, like I said, as a freshman. He was this size a player back then, you know, 5'9", 5'10", 200-pounder. He's strong, solid.
Got two good years out of him over there before he decided to come across the county line to the benefit of Bryan Station.
This goes deep, and Carter Maynard lets it go into the end zone as he tracked it all the way to the goal line, so it'll be a touchback. GRC had had kick returns of 20, 17, and 18 yards, but nothing matching the 82-yarder that Bryan Station had that opened the game. But the Cardinals come out. GRC has only had a couple of first downs in this ballgame, one of those by virtue of penalty. So we'll see if the Cardinals can get something going offensively here.
5:43 left in the second quarter. Cards in dire need of some offense.
Yeah, it's been Maynard's 1 of 4 passing for 13 yards in this game. And quite frankly, sacked one time. The secondary coverage for the defenders very strong. Clements wants to throw on first down, works the middle of the field, finds Israel, and Israel's catch is up there across the 25. He's dropped at the 26-yard line, 5-yard pickup on the pass play.
Did a nice job of going over the middle, received a nice soft pass, and was immediately tackled. But if you can get first 5 yards on every play, that's going to help.
Bryan Station calls timeout. We had a little skinny post route run there by Israel. He caught it for a 5-yard gain. It'll be 2nd and 5 when we come back. 5:18 to go before halftime. Call back after this brief 30-second break.
At Rosemary C. Brooks Place, they believe in living life with no boundaries or limitations. You will enjoy life to the fullest with home-cooked meals, non-stop activities, and 5-star amenities. The Brooks Place staff always offers a helping hand and a friendly smile. Independent and assisted living, Rosemary C. Brooks Place, a great value in retirement living.
I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Apartments and Cottages today.
Well, the football schedule here on Friday night has a lot of district competition beginning this evening. That's what this game is, a district game. Balanced field, 2 wideouts to each side, 3-man front for the defenders. They come on the edge. Clements rolling, throwing, and he caught his man. And Haddon Cecil with his first pass reception should be good enough for a first down.
Got it, 7-yard gain up to the 32. Nice down and out to the right as Clements rolled to the right. He was right on the money with that pass. Third first down for the Cards.
So GRC, Clements, he's right now 3 of 6 passing. He is thrown for 25 yards, and he takes a high snap, and they hand it off. Hayden Heath tried to hit that hole with some conviction. He stopped short of the 35-yard line. Short gain on that play.
Ran hard, but there was nowhere to go.
He's ran the ball 3 times tonight for 8 yards. He's had some big games where he scored offensively and defensively. This guy is a ball hawk. He goes and sits in the slot on the right side. Empty backfield. Clements pumps, pulls it down, need to get rid of it. He's being chased and shoved out of bounds. That'll be a huge sack. Back to the 30-yard line and a loss of 5 on the play.
Yeah, they converged on him, and he was unable to turn it loose. Although he was well outside the pocket.
Could have thrown it away downfield, but Bryan Station with that deep coverage, evidently a secondary sack, they would call it, as the GRC went with an empty set backfield. But it backfired, and now they're looking at, instead of 3rd and 5, they're all the way back now. It's going to be 3rd and about 14 for GRC. They need to move it up to the 43-yard line. Balanced field, 2 wideouts to each side. Pistol look, rolling is Clements. Pressure on him, sidesteps 2 would-be tacklers. He tucks it, and he's going to run, just try to get what he can get, and It's kind of run for your life. He had about 3 seconds to look downfield. Nothing developed. He had to tuck it and run, sidestepping two tacklers in the process.
Had three tracking him when he got ready to throw in the backfield, and then had three more converging on him at the sideline.
4-yard pickup on the Clement scramble. It pushes it back beyond the original line of scrimmage, but again, the fourth down, and the Cardinals have only punted one time. It was a good punt of 38 yards, nothing on the return. Coach Jericho has gone for it on fourth down every time. He's that kind of guy. He wants to control the football, but Brian Station's been up to the challenge. So the Cards going for it again on fourth down and 8. And whistle timeout called by GRC. 3:11 to go before halftime. It's Brian Station on top, 28-0. We'll step aside for 1 minute. Back after this.
This is Larry Odom for Country Time Motors. If you're thinking about getting a newer ride, think Winchester first. Think Country Time Motors. Think the Maple Expressway at I-64, exit 96. But most of all, think about how you want to do business. Do you want to pay no dock fees or $699 dock fees? Do you want to have a warranty for life or hear a dealer say, "Sorry, friend, we sold it as is"? Here's what I really think. You'll love the way we do business at Country Time Motors on the Maple Expressway at I-64, exit 96, Winchester.
Out of the timeout, GRC still appears to be going for it. Here they come. They bring everybody on the rush. Clement's pass is incomplete. And it was intended for Trey Davis. Haskins on the coverage. And, boy, if you could have found someone, they brought everybody. They brought safety blitz, linebackers and all, looking for a flag as the official's saying it's going to be a first down. So we've got to look for this personal foul, roughing the passer. So that'll be a personal foul, and GRC will keep this drive alive. And I mean, Brian Station sent everybody after him, Bobby. They had the only person they had was cut right on Trey Davis in one deep safety.
Yeah, well,
they brought nine.
And Haskins did a good job of deflecting that ball away from the intended receiver there, just tracking him right to the end. But a little too aggressive trying to get to the quarterback, giving the Cards a first down here. With just over 3 minutes left in the first half.
Defenders couldn't slam on the brakes, and the Cardinals benefit with a first down just across midfield. Three wideouts left, single to the right. Back to throw Clements. He got a good block, plenty of time in the pocket. Now trying to figure out what he wants to do. He's going to run. Sidesteps two tacklers, got to the 45, and he's dropped by Brian Station after a 5-yard pickup when the protection broke down.
Protection.
But the protection was there.
Oh, yeah. It eventually broke down. It was good early. The defenders dropped a bunch into the backfield, and as a result, the Cards couldn't get the pass off, but he was able to get half of what he needs. He got 5.
18 yards rushing for Clements, and a lot of those are not called plays. He rolls out and he throws a completed pass to Kamani John for a first down.
10 yards.
John caught that one, about a 13-yard pickup, and a guy that caught 4 balls last week catches his first tonight. 14 yards and a first down for the Cardinals.
Well done.
Oh, no, they're going to say, you're right, Bobby. It's they're going to spot it at the 35.
Yeah, he did well. But, again, a nice square out, and he passes right there.
Clements wanted to go across the middle. His arms going forward, the ball came out. So if this is NFL, it's
a
fumble.
Goodness.
Yeah.
I called it a fumble.
So they're going to. Yeah, I wondered about that. I've seen too many times. It seems like the tendency anymore is they do not give you forward motion. If you're going to pump fake it, you better pull it back in, because Sam Clements tried to pull that one back in. Clearly his arm was going forward, but they call it a fumble.
Yeah, if you weren't really watching closely, you would have thought it was an incomplete pass, but couldn't continue to grasp it as he tried to bring it back.
So the drive that got to the Bryant Station 35-yard line ends with a Cardinal fumble. The defenders take over with 2:23 to go before the half, leading 28 to nothing. Cut right back to throw. Looks left the entire time, and he's sacked. Brought down, and the ball comes loose on the fumble.
Jones Howard.
Jones Howard with a bone-jarring hit knocked that ball loose. He'll get credit for a sack as Bryant Station were able to get it back, but Hayden Heath in there clawing and digging, trying to get that ball. So Jones Howard with a sack.
For some reason, yeah, they've stopped the clock. Now they're starting it again. Now you wonder why they stopped it in the first place.
From the shotgun, cut right. Looks to throw. Cardinals got him again. GRC bringing the heat. Hunter Gulley, 6'4", 250, 260 rather, in there for the sack.
Did a good job of penetrating off of the right side and got him to the ground.
So a couple of sacks, minus 4 yards on those two sacks. Ball back at the 26-yard line. We've got time called by Bryant Station. Defenders leading 28-0 back after this brief 30-second break.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
Well, the Cardinals with back-to-back sacks, as Bobby and I look at the season stats, they've had two all season long in six games. They got two right here back-to-back.
Yeah, against a juggernaut late in the first half who's trying to continue to assert its will, but they got the better of the defenders on those two plays.
About third and 20 for the defenders. So this will be a tough third down conversion. Cut right. Sends everyone out in pass route. Looking, throwing downfield. He's got a wide open receiver. Green hauls it in. Somehow he got behind GRC defense, and it goes for a touchdown, some 75 yards on that pass play.
Now, will they go for two?
So Green hauls it in about 75 yards on the touchdown. Cutright was sacked twice. That time he was rolling. He was in hot pursuit. GRC had Jones Howard coming on him hard again, but he was able to throw downfield, and he got behind Quentin Falls of the Cardinals secondary, and it was off to the races. So a quick strike, and Bryant Station perfect on third down conversions in this ball game.
Going for two.
Handed off, left side running. Two-point conversion is good. Run in there by Teandre Clark, 185-pound junior running back, 6 feet tall. And it's a two-point conversion.
And we will have a running clock from here on out.
Minute and a half, a little over a minute and a half to go here in this first half. We'll step aside back after this brief 30-second break.
This is Adam Zofi, Vice President and Bluegrass Market President for Citizens Bank of Kentucky. The little things make all the difference. A friendly smile when you walk in the door. A kind voice on our side of the line when you call. The convenience of online and mobile banking. Meeting your business banking needs in a timely fashion. It's the little things we do at Citizens Bank of Kentucky that sets us apart. Stop in today to learn what we can do for you.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky, member FDIC.
So the two-point conversion run there by Clark makes this, as Bobby described for you, it'll be a running clock. From this point on, we've got a little over a minute and a half to go here in this first half. Kick is high and deep. Camping under it is John from the 12. Kamani John up the field, still on his feet as he crosses the 30, dropped at the 32-yard line. 17 yards on the kick return, and that's about the average tonight for GRC on return yardage.
Good return there from a high kick that was received deep near the end zone. John got good mileage out of that, but these defenders have just got it all going their way tonight.
So the offensive line, Cash White, comes out there. He's in the game right now. Also in there, Brian Crawford on the right side as Clement takes the snap from the shotgun. Looking downfield, flips it off. He's got Israel. Israel at the 40. Little hesitation, tried to shake a would-be tackler, but closing quickly is Isaiah Watts for the wrap-up and the tackle. But that's Israel's third catch tonight.
Third catch for 7 yards. Nice short pass, very consistent pass, and yet.
Time called by the Cardinals. Israel hauls in his third pass for 25 yards tonight on this effort. Cards with a little over 34 seconds. Here to go in the first half. We'll keep it here right now. Did you ever hear about that Harrison County middle school game, Bob? I did not.
I did not.
Somebody will let us know. Yeah, Thursday night they had a playoff game. R.D. Campbell did. Home game against Harrison County. And, of course, the boys' golf team in action at the Leachman Cadillac Buick GMC Boys State Golf Championship. That's going on in Bowling Green.
Yeah, so, boy golfers with some tracks to make up.
Yeah, but not as bad. I saw you scratching your head, and I know it wasn't what you wanted, but they're within striking distance.
Well, trust me, it's not what any of the six or seven down there wanted, but tomorrow's another day.
Here we go with a swing pass. They run the flea flicker, and it's picked off. Trey Davis tried the flea flicker after Clements completed a pass. So Clements' pass to Trey Davis was complete, and then Trey throws it downfield. So the flea flicker is an INT.
Brian Station, the entire team, just about as geeked up at this moment as you've seen all year from a football team. They are really excited, really on point, playing well, except for a few careless offensive penalties.
Well, the horn sounds before the defenders can get another snap off, so that'll do it. First half comes to an end. Brian Station with a big lead here at halftime, 36-0. Bobby and I, we will take a break. I'm Joel Bennett. Bobby's with me here. We'll take a break, 2-minute break. When we come back, game scoring stats and comments, all that coming up on a halftime report right here on WWKY.
Morning, noon, and bite. It's buy one, get one for a dollar at McDonald's. Choose from a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage McGriddles, and hash browns. For lunch, enjoy a McDouble, McChicken, six-piece chicken McNuggets, and more. Buy one, get one for a dollar. You can get two of the same item or mix and match them. Valid for product of equal or lesser value, cannot be combined with any other offer.
Available at your locally owned Healy Family McDonald's in Winchester and Mount Sterling.
This is Danny Neely. Neely & Wade Insurance is a full-service agency specializing in protecting your family and your business with personal and commercial auto, home, casualty, life, and health insurance. We are an independent agency, which means we represent several insurance companies. We can find the best coverage at the best price for you.
This is Nevin Goble. I specialize in health insurance for businesses. Give me a call, 744-3857.
Great rates and personalized service. Neely and Wade Insurance.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millersburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
This month, step beyond awareness and into action by scheduling your screening mammogram. Most women should get their first mammogram at age 40 and repeat based on their provider's recommendations. Step beyond awareness and into action. Schedule your annual mammogram at Clark Regional Medical Center. Learn more at clarkregional.org.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Recognition going on with the Bryan Station alumni down here. They're having a reunion of sorts down here. And actually a pink out over here in drawing attention and recognition and support in support of breast cancer awareness. So a lot of pink here in the stadium. Class of 1983 for Bryan Station out here on the field, and they're having a big time with it. And why not? They've been treated to quite a football spectacle. It's a 36-0 shutout for the defenders here at halftime. And Bobby, we've got some numbers, but not real pretty. GRC's been able to control the ball 11 of the 24 minutes, but no production to speak
no
of.
No production, and we could use a couple of those fellas down there getting recognized tonight on our side of the field. Cornell Burbage and Dermonte Dawson were recognized as part of that class, and be nice to have them on the other end this evening because they could sure be used. But it's all defenders tonight, and that's all you can say. They're playing incredibly inspired football, and maybe Dawson and Burbage are partly responsible by being here.
Well, I'm sure they can inspire a team, wow. And Bryan Station, the tradition rich. You mentioned Dawson, a Hall of Fame Pittsburgh Steeler center for years, and Burbage played for the Dallas Cowboys. And then another guy, Mark Logan, that played here at Bryan Station, he played for a couple of teams and got a Super Bowl ring with the 49ers.
I'm not sure if he was in that mix down here. I couldn't quite hear it all, but
I think he came afterwards. Yeah, but
two of the three were here.
Yeah, yeah. He was a dandy, too, playing for the Wildcats. What about the Wildcats? They're in action tomorrow. The spread started out at 17.5. Now it's down to about 13.5. One of the first weekends you can do online betting or any kind of betting, sportsbook betting. That's not my thing, but I mean, it's fun to watch or keep up with, but it's not my thing. You like UK's chances?
I think that sadly Georgia might get it going tomorrow night.
Yeah, I think the last week was kind of an anomaly where they had to come late hard to win a game. I wish UK would play well.
They're very capable, but so is the team they're playing.
Oh,
and
no
the
doubt.
Team they're playing is at home and has a lot to play for as well, but we'll see.
Number one in the nation, and 25 of the first-place votes going to the Georgia Bulldogs.
Yeah, that's good, but it's great to be able to talk about that here on the eve of the game, thinking that Kentucky's in a game like that, of that type of consequence. A
lot of things going on. Keeneland opened up today as well.
Had great weather for Keeneland.
So that will be racing all the way till the end of October on – I think it's Wednesday through Sundays.
That's what they do. And beautiful place. Yeah. You can go out there. Yeah. You can tailgate till tomorrow night's game ends, and they even tailgate on Sundays.
Sure.
But right now, we're kind of getting our tailgated.
Yeah, we are. We are getting tailgated.
As far as the GRC cards are concerned, Bryan Station really, really putting it to them here through the first 24 minutes of play.
Looking at some of the numbers here, 36-0, Bryan Station. Recap the game, and then we'll take a break and come back with some stats. The opening kickoff returned 82 yards, set Bryan Station on a short field. Kalen Washington, 19-yard run. Gentry kick good, 7-0, with only 21 seconds gone in the game. Then Cutright, he goes in for a 15-yard run on a beautiful play fake. Gentry's kick is good, and all of a sudden it's 14-0. and the first quarter comes to an end. With inside of the first minute of play in the second quarter, Kalen Washington scores his second of three touchdowns, a 16-yard run. The Gentry kick is good. Then about 6 minutes later or 5 minutes later, Washington scores again from 1 yard out, the Gentry kick. Then with only a minute and a half to go before halftime on third down and long, it was Damon Green hauling in a 74-yard pass from Trenton Cutright. Bennett goes in for the rushing PAT to make it a 36-0 lead at halftime and a running clock for the second half. Both teams are huddling up right now. The Cards trying to solve the puzzle, try to get something straightened out. We'll take a two-minute break when we come back. We'll go over team and individual stats, all that on the halftime report right here on WWKY.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation has something for everyone. Stop by and try a new group fitness class. Go for a swim in one of their two heated indoor pools. Take a lap around their rubberized walking track. And those are just a few examples of the activities you'll find at Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation. Like them on Facebook and learn more about what Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation can offer you and your family today. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation, 15 Wheeler Avenue.
At Traditional Bank, our business is growing yours. That's why we combine smart technology to manage your everyday banking needs with really smart people to back it up. Our local team helps you see beyond today and plan for a greater tomorrow, offering support the whole way through. We champion your vision, guide your growth, and back your dreams. When it comes to your business, who you bank with matters. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
Cardinals trailing here at halftime, Bryant Station 36-0. Look at some of the team numbers supplied to us here so graciously. Bryant Station 10 first downs, GRC 4. There were 16 rushes for the Cardinals, net 31 yards, 14 rushes for Bryant Station, 76 yards. Passing, it was the Cards are going 5 of 10, one interception, 40 yards. In passing, in Bryant Station, 7 of 9 passing, 168 yards, two big downfield strikes. When you look at numbers of plays, 26 for GRC for a total of 71 yards, while Bryant Station ran 23 plays, 244 yards of offense. Kick returns, the Cardinals 4, they're averaging about 17 per kick return, and it was a 79-yarder that set the tone early for Bryant Station to get things going. The only one that they've returned. Fumbles, the Cardinals have fumbled once and lost that one on the Clements pump. Also looking at Bryant Station, they fumbled twice, recovered them both. Penalty 7 for 44 yards against the defenders, 1 penalty 5 yards against the Cardinals. Bryant Station 3 of 5 on third down conversions, 1 for 1 on fourth down conversions. Cards have been going for it. They're 0 for 7.
Yeah. They've been going for it regardless of where they were on the field, and that is the mentality of Coach Jericho and this team, and it has been that way since he got here 3 years ago.
Looking at the individual numbers, Kalen Washington, nicknamed Jaws, 7 rushes, 63 yards. Of his 7 rushes, 3 have gone for touchdowns. Cutright, 6 rushes, 24 yards. He scored an 11-yard touchdown on the ground. For the Cardinals, Sam Clements, 10 rushes, 23 yards on the ground. You got Trey Davis, 3 rushes for 9 yards. Hayden Heath, he's carried the ball 3 times for 7 yards. Passing, Clements, 5 of 9 through the air, 40 yards. You had Trey Davis threw the one pass, the flea flicker. It was picked off with a minute and a half to go in the first half. You also have Israel with 3 catches tonight. That's a season high for him in game catches, 22 yards. He's had a long of 10 yards. Also, Kamani John, 1 catch for 10 yards. Haddon Cecil, 1 catch for 8. Clements punted one time. It went for 37 yards. And looking defensively for GRC, looks like Ty Miller with 3 tackles leads the club. You also have Hooker with 2.5 tackles. Also, Kamani John, 2.5 tackles defensively also, GRC. They have had a tackle for a loss in there by Haddon Cecil. You also had a sack by Jones Howard and also a sack for big Waylon Saunders in there as well. So, Brian Falls with that sack. So that's what we've got. Both teams now coming back out to the field as we get ready for second half play. And I guess you just try to work something out. If you're going to win the district and try to advance, you're going to see this team again, likely. So
well, there's no question about it.
Try to work and pick up some tendencies and go out with a little bit of momentum.
Well, just try to win each play somehow, some way, and ultimately convert it into some points here in this half. But it's going to be tough because we will be playing with a rather relatively short clock this second half.
So it's 36-0, Bryan Station leading here at halftime. We will step aside for a 2-minute break. When we come back, we'll have second half play coming your way on WWKY.
Kawasaki took the world by storm when they introduced the Terex KRX 1000, establishing a reputation as the ultimate sports side-by-side. Now they're turning up the adventure a notch with 2 new models, the Terex KRX 1000 Trail Edition and Terex KRX 1000 Special Edition, each purpose-built for an adventure of a lifetime. You keep going where others quit. The Terex KRX 1000, it's your world, your adventure. Start your adventure at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Where do you turn when you or a loved one needs specialized care, such as prescription delivery, oxygen, and hospital equipment? At HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, they've been Clark County's reliable source for health care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment has been serving Winchester since 1982. They're a trusted member of the healthcare community for all needs. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, hcapharmacy.net.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a 4-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
We get ready for second half play as GRC's got a long way to go and a short time to do it. As Bobby and I were talking about, they've got a running clock here. Looking at, I mentioned district games going on across the state. Some of the games tonight, Rowan County, that's a Gateway Radio workstation. They are hosting Johnson Central tonight. Cooper made the top 25 in the state. GRC used to play them. They're playing at Scott, Male High School at Southern. Trinity playing at Ballard. There's a couple of top 10 teams hooking up. St. X plays at DuPont Manual tonight. Madison Central, they're going over to the farm at Frederick Douglass. That game going on tonight. Haven't heard an update on that one yet. Corbin playing at Letcher County Central. Corbin number Well, it depends on your poll. Top four team in the state, Paris. They're still undefeated, I believe, Bobby. They're traveling to Nicholas County.
Big game.
And Pulaski County plays at North Laurel. GRC played them earlier. Boyle County, one of the top two teams in the state. They are playing at Russell County tonight. And Southwestern hosting Franklin County, who GRC will close the regular season out with. So a lot of those games are district games, and some of them, quite frankly, will have matchups similar to the scores we're seeing tonight with GRC trailing here 36-0. We'll see how it goes here in the second half. We'll step aside our final 30-second break. Second half play coming your way after this brief message.
Home and auto insurance from Kentucky Farm Bureau. They just go together. They go together like grandmas and cookies, like suits and ties, like stars and stripes, like rhythm and blues, like country and western, like puppies and chewed up sneakers. We've all been there, am I right? Save when you bundle your home and auto insurance. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
I'm Lauren Bink Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
Well, the horn sounds and both teams out on the field. We get ready for second half play coming up. It'll be Bryan Station kicking off to GRC. The Cardinals will get the football to begin this second half. Total offense for GRC in that first half of play. They got 71 yards total offense in the first half against Bryan Station. Here's a kickoff. It's a short one, a high kick, fielded at the 24 and pushed up to the 30-yard line. And that'll be Justin Falls returning that for a brief 5 or 6 yards. A lot of hang time on that one.
Yeah, I was up in the air, but he was able to get back and grab it and get up the field enough yards to where the Cards are going to start from their own 30.
GRC, again, 71 yards of offense in the first half. Try to get something going here. They've got three wideouts, trips to the left, singles to the right. Pistol look, Clements in the backfield. Here comes a corner blitz. He can get rid of it quickly. And Trey Davis caught the ball. He's after a 9-yard pickup. Clements hit hard as he let that ball look loose. Jordan Haskins had him just bearing down on him. And also Gerton, 6'3", 190.
Well, and you had an official right there watching it, and there was no flag. So evidently it was just a clean, hard hit.
Second catch for Davis. He's got 9 yards on that pickup, second and one coming up for the Cardinals. Good quick release by Clements. You know, your guy's got to run a quick route, too. But credit the line. He's had time to throw.
He has had that indeed, and that time the play was schemed up to where he could get it off, get to completion, and let's see if the Cards can continue this offensive surge.
Trying to convert here. They rush with Hayden Heath and a first down and more. Bowls across midfield into Bryan Station territory on that carry. So a good 12-yard pickup for Heath and a first down.
Did a good job of using his blocking right up the interior. Was patient and then exploded when he needed to get to the Bryan Station 49.
Cardinals into defender territory as they break huddle. Trailing big here. Kamani John Haddon Cecil dropped down to the right side. Picked up man-to-man. Two wideouts to the left. Clements on a handoff, inside handoff that Hayden Heath breaks to the left side. He stood up as he got to the 45. Whistle blows, but they'll give him about 3 or 4 with forward progress.
A lot of bodies on the ground.
Yeah,
right
they were.
Now. They were getting after it pretty hot and heavy.
So you can live with that on first down.
Yeah. Oh, heavens, yes.
So
to get 5 yards.
Yeah, Hayden Heath, who had to run it 3 times for a total of 8 yards in the first half. He's got 2 carries here for 17 on this drive.
Don't know whether it's Bryan Station's defense softening a little bit or the Cards just being a little more determined, but they have done well here early on.
They've got some reserves in there, Bryan Station does, and here's Hayden Heath. He's gobbled up as he tried to work that left side again, and McCauley, 250-pounder, makes the tackle.
And there you go. Coach Hawkins doing what he can to get his kids some BT here, given the fact that the clock is running and we still have half the game to go. He has the luxury to do that.
Got some depth. He's getting some guys, so like you said, some playing time. Working with a big 36-0 lead. Cardinals, here comes the blitz, and they hit GRC at the line. The ball comes loose. Clements picks it up, and then he is rudely treated as he is thrown to the turf. And that's going to be a loss of two on the play. It'll take it back to the 45-yard line. Second fumble for the Cards. They've lost one of them. So Sam Clements picks it back up. Fourth down now coming up for the Cardinals. Fourth and seven. They're going to say a loss of three on that. Second fumble by the Cards. They've lost one of them in a turnover. GRC's turned it over twice, thrown a pick, and lost a fumble.
Brian Station quick to the ball carrier, and it paid off.
Four-man front. See if they come with a blitz. No, they're going to rush four. Clements rolling to his right, throwing. He threw it well short of the intended receiver, Haddon Cecil, who was over there on coverage that time. It was Jordan Haskins, 175-pound freshman, with the coverage, and Clements passed. He's had better ones. That one, not too good.
No, and the receiver was open, but you're not going to be perfect by any means.
No.
You got these guys tracking you the way Brian Station has been doing it here for the first half of play, plus in the third quarter.
Clements on the night, 6 of 11, but the Cardinals turn it over on downs. Cutright stays in there, steps up, and Gully got him. Hit him, and the ball comes loose. Brian Station falls on it. Now, the defenders have fumbled three times in the game, but they've got all of them back. So, Gully with the sack and the strip. Cards couldn't come up with it, but Cutright hit hard in a 36-0 game.
Yeah, he exploded off the right side and blindsided him, popped him, and Cutright's a tough guy to get that ball away from, but he popped him pretty good.
Yeah, Gully hit him hard.
Yeah, two-yard loss.
Throws it out in the flats, caught by Green on the left side, and Hayden Heath catches him at midfield. They push the ball up for about an 8-yard pickup. It'll be in Cardinal territory at the 48-yard line.
Just that quick out with the blocker in front, and they were able to execute it and get 8 yards. It's back to a third and four here. Very manageable for this squad.
They were 3 of 4 in third down efficiency, Brian Station, in the first half. They're looking at it here, third and four. Cardinals with a four-man front. And now they're calling movement against Brian Station. If that is the case, that will be the seventh such penalty against the defenders tonight. And they'll back them up.
Yeah, you would think that as dominant as they've been in this game, that penalties like that, they're going to not be able to afford against a team like Frederick Douglass when they play them.
8 miscues by the defenders.
And more than anything else, just lack of concentration.
Cutright looks to the short side of the field. Now he works to the middle, and the pass is nearly picked off. It was batted up in the air. His intended receiver out there running the route was Devon Frazier. 6'2 and 255. I don't know how you lose a guy that big, but Kamani John didn't lose him. He was with him step for step, and that old chip drill about came into play.
Well, it got deflected off of Frazier's own hands, and John did everything he could to track it, but it was just beyond his outstretched fingertips.
4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter with a running clock, and on fourth down, the defenders will punt for the first time tonight. High punt, end over end, hits short of the 30, takes Brian Station roll. So to the 18-yard line, so a punt that only rolled about half the distance he's going to get total in that punt.
That's exactly right. He just kind of pooched it up in the air, and it got a most favorable bounce for the home squad.
So we'll call it a 34-yard punt, and it puts GRC inside their own 20 where they'll take it over first and 10. But pretty much first time tonight, Bryan Stations had the punt. So the Cardinal defense stiffened that time, aided by a penalty factored in there for the defenders. Inside of 4 minutes here in the third and the clock rolling. Cardinals have not scored. They try to run on the ground, and Heath just ran right into a wall, and a flag thrown at the end. Heath's neck snapped back almost like a whiplash kind of thing when he hit that hole. That's how strong Bryan Station is defensively. And I mentioned in the pregame, they got three guys that have signed with Akron University. The twins, Javon and Devon Frazier.
Frazier's, yeah, they can play.
And also Young. Penalty will go against Bryan Station on a, and the other penalties they've had have been personal fouls, roughing the passer, and this time a face mask. So 9 penalties by the defenders in this game. Balanced field, 2 wideouts to each side, tight end on the left, defenders showing blitz, here they come. Clements got rid of it, tries to go long, and Haddon Cecil was impeded, and they're going to get a pass interference on that. He wanted to work to the middle of the field, and he was out there man-on-man with White offering the coverage. And looking to see what they call here.
Clements had him coming down on him in full force and was able to release the ball before he got tattooed again.
So that'll be another first down for GRC, who now has more first downs than Bryan Station, but we don't count those. You or have working on just about as many.
Yeah, that's not the ultimate stat.
No, it's not. You got to put points up. So a big penalty here. Cardinals have been in Bryan Station territory 2 times in this ball game, although not in the red zone. They have the deepest field penetration has been inside the 35-yard line. However, the defenders were able to turn them away both times they've been on Bryan Station's side of the field. And here comes Haydon Heath as he hits the hole hard. Just goes right behind center, and he's over into Bryan Station territory 4 or 5 yards on that play up the middle.
Just took it strong, challenging his offensive lineman to create a little gap, and they were able to do that. 47-yard line of Bryan Station, 2nd and 5 inside the final 2 minutes of the third quarter.
Ashton Tackett, Brian Crawford on the line. Hunter Gully will try to set some of these other guys. They go with Heath, and he bursts through the middle. First down and more as he rolls down to around the 35 of Bryan Station. When he hit the hole there, he had some running room.
Yeah, did a nice job that time of using that offensive blocking there off that left side to explode all the way to the 35-yard line for a first down.
12-yard pickup on the Heath carry for the first down, as Bobby described, and they go with a double tight end set. They got Ty Miller in there. He's on the left side. See if they want to run that way, but Bryan Station a little overzealous, and again, a guy that's played well, but he's been offsides twice, is Christian Gerton, 6'3", 190, and a junior, and he's going to come over and talk to the coach again about it.
Yeah, they're just sort of freewheeling it out there, both offensively and defensively, and I don't know if their concentration is where Coach Hawkins would like it.
Heath, left side running, got a block from Miller, down the left side. He stopped short of the 15-yard line, but a first down run for Haydon Heath.
Big, strong, good, solid blocking again off that left side. And once he's got the seam, he certainly knows how to run.
Another at a 12-yarder, this time 11-yard pickup and a first down.
And it looks like it was a timeout on the field. Bryan Station.
So the defenders calling the timeout just inside of 33 seconds to go here in this third quarter, which has moved quickly. But seeing some good things. Hayden Heath and the offensive line opening up pretty well. And Sam Clements getting rid of the ball, not taking the sack.
That's it.
Quick release.
Quick release, running routes where he has executed and had his kids open and been able to play pitch and catch.
So I don't know what stage this game is at, but we got a feed over here that says Paris is winning, Bobby, 27-0 at Nicholas County.
Well, from Paris got a good squad. I don't know if they're
undefeated this year. So
up to Raceland's caliber, but it would certainly be nice if they could get a shot at them again.
I don't think a Class A team is ranked in the top 25 this week, but Pikeville's been up there. Raceland's been up there. And Paris, the top five team, so good for the Greyhounds. Here they go with Heath, and they went to the well one too many times, and this time a marked man and a tackle for a loss, and Gerton able to make the tackle. What time he's not on the sidelines talking to the coach, getting the chastisement, he's in the backfield of the Cardinals.
Well, do you think Coach Hawkins might have had anything to say about that last play?
Evidently, he's dressed him up and dressed him down because he's played well when he's in there. Clements under center one of the few times. He collides in the backfield with a handoff and a busted play as GRC tried the element of surprise, and the only thing that was surprising is the players ran into each other. He tried to run Hooten on an inside handoff. It lost yardage. Third quarter comes to an end. We'll be back. Fourth and final quarter coming up. Defenders of Bryan Station 36, GRC Cardinals nothing. Back in a minute.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Morehead, Kentucky is home to three art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Morehead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmorehead.com.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Fourth quarter play about to get underway, and the Cardinals trying to close out this game on a positive note, looking at some of those linemen. Now we've got them. We can see them coming out. Mentioned Brian Crawford in there, Ashton Tackett. We've also had Keenan Ogle in the ball game. Also Cash White with some playing time. Cardinals with it. They're trying to get the chain gangs not quite caught up yet. They struggled a little bit.
Well, they've had plenty of time to get that done here between quarters, but evidently caught a snag.
Yeah, all the technology and GPS, we still do the chain, so it's okay. And still not to the officials' liking. You got to move the yard marker, get it at the proper. The Cardinals had two back-to-back plays, which lost yards, and now they're looking at
third
and long. Yeah. In motion is John Clements with time, rolling to his right, looking, throwing to the end zone. Caught, hauled in there. Kamani John with the touchdown.
He got it.
He hauled it in.
Flag.
And I got a flag at the end of the play.
Beautiful pass that time.
It was an 18-yard touchdown pass if it stands. Bobby, you look and see if you can see something. That would be the third touchdown pass for Kamani John. That would tie him for the team lead. So Kamani John will haul in that touchdown pass. He's caught his second ball tonight. That's his third touchdown of the season. It ties Haddon Cecil for the team lead, and I guess over celebration for John.
Unsportsmanlike conduct, but got it in the end zone. Big momentum builder for the Cards.
Cards try to go for two, and they snap it over Sam Clements' head, so it'll just be a failed PAT. So the Clements to John pass of 18 yards gets the Cards on the board. They avoid the shutout. Inside the first minute here in the fourth quarter, Cards on the board. It's a 30-point lead for Bryan Station. Back after this brief 30-second break.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
We appreciate Kentucky Petroleum Services and all of our sponsors. Tim got a good tagline there. You call, we haul.
He's got it.
He's
but
got it.
Tim's got a lot of good taglines.
Well, you got another district game score to share with us?
Madison Southern, Montgomery County in the third quarter, knotted up at 14. Nice, tight game.
Well, the Cards get on the board here with there's 11:14 to go in this ball game with a running clock as the Cards score for the first time in the evening. As we get ready, it'll be kicking this one off, Levi Ross. Actually, 6 of 6 in extra points whenever he was pitching in for Clay Turley.
Sure.
Line drive kick, and it's a live ball. It stays in play. Picked up at the 34, scooped up by Green. He got to the 30, upfield. Now he's trying to work to midfield. He's got a block.
He's gone.
Going down the right sideline, and Bryan Station looks to answer. So about a 78-yard kick return. This one goes for a touchdown.
The ball basically squibbed on the ground, and it went all the way to about the 20-yard line. He picked it up near the left sideline and started going straight up the field and saw a little daylight to the route, took it to the center, and then all of a sudden he was over on the right hash mark. And once he got there, it was clear sailing.
He did. He broke it to the right, and he got a nice block.
Sure
did. A guy that sprung him over there. Let me check that number. Number 11 for Bryan Station through the block. That would have been Javari Burnett, and 77-yard kick return. And Bryan Station answers right back that Cardinal score. So Green scores his second touchdown of the night. He's been a big play guy. Caught a pass for 75, and
ran in unencumbered there.
That's second time that Clark has scored on the PAT as he goes in for the 2-point conversion, and it's 44-6. GRC with a player shaken up in the end zone. We'll catch you up on that when we come back. Right now it's 44-6. Bryan Station leading. Back in a minute.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, 606-780-1387. I know you're tired of the overwhelming Medicare phone calls and mailers. Joe Nameless does not know Medicare, but we do. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a no-cost or obligation review. Call us at 606-780-1387.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
Hut! Hut! You're listening to the GRC Cardinals.
Coach Jericho's Warriors and very versatile, very valuable member of this Cardinal team. Hayden Heath, he's going off the field, getting some assistance, and wish him all the best. Bobby, he had just a wonderful second half.
had a wonderful second half and had a wonderful 3 years. When
yes,
you think
sir.
About it, he's been right there in the middle of and in the thick of everything that Coach Chirico and his cards have done. But hopefully he'll be able to get back for next week and hope he's not injured too poorly. Yeah.
45 yards of rushing in the second half for Hayden Heath as the Cards take this kickoff around the 5-yard line, and Kamani John has stopped short of his 20. So Cardinals really, yeah, they've had what field position they've had. Anytime they cross midfield, they had to earn it.
That's right.
It's been hard going, and nothing as far as special teams play on Bryan Station's part that's been lack of just anything short of stellar.
They have flat brought it. They've got superior athletes, at least as far as this game's concerned tonight, and have executed a little bit better, just a little bit of slippage there in the penalty area due to lack of concentration. But outside of that, they've been tough.
Cardinal Sam Clements back to throw. And again, he has time, but it's just a lot of good downfield coverage. He dumps it off short, checks it down to Kamani John, who got to the 22-yard line. Little 4-yard, 3-yard pickup, but a flag in the backfield. Could have been a hold against GRC that got Clements free on the rollout.
Well, he had plenty of time and was searching, looking down the field, unable to find anybody deep, so he just sort of dumped it off. But that time might have been there because of a penalty.
Boy, if this is a 10-yarder and it occurred in the backfield, I know it's only 10 yards, but it's a spot foul, so tack on about another 5 as far as field position. So that that kind of holding call, it really hurts.
That's got them at about first and 22 now.
Yeah, it's from the spot of the infraction, and when they get you in the backfield, you can tack on some yardage. Approaching 7 minutes to play in this game. Clements from the end zone, flushed out. He's got to get out of there. He does. Rolling to his right. Now he's just going to tuck it and run. He's chased out of bounds. In pursuit was Jason Hawker, 6'2", 235-pound senior, breathing down his neck. And Clements gets out of bounds, got back to the line of scrimmage. Well, they give him a yard on that. Clements, again, Bryan Station. They put the rush on, but the Cards offensive line have picked up the blockers pretty much keeping Clements upright. It's been the secondary. The Card receivers can't shake these guys.
Can't shake them, and they have been like glue defensively.
Yeah, they talk about lockdown corners. They've got a good secondary, Bryan Station. Cardinal receivers can't seem to get free. Here's a quarterback draw as Clements takes the direct snap, and boy, he runs into a wall of green jerseys. Nothing going there as it was shut down real quickly. Big tackle in there was Frazier and Brown in there for the stop on Clements. No gain on that quarterback draw. That works against some teams. This one, not so good.
This one has the ability to stand its ground a little bit better than most.
Yeah, they can fight off a block. You know, your defensive linemen, if your D linemen are making tackles, they're doing their job. Plus, most of the time, your job is to clog up the hole and let the linebackers or your buddy on the line come in and make the tackle. But these guys are doing it. Tight end Miller comes in. He sets in the slot. Trips to the left side. Here comes a corner blitz. Clements got out of the end zone, but he was in the grasp of a defender player, and he just flips it toward the line of scrimmage to keep from taking a sack or possible safety.
Yeah, they were certainly tracking him on that one as he was flushed out to the right and was able to get it out of his grasp just in time.
Cardinals will look now at third down and long. It was third and 22, probably still about third and 20. Clock rolling here. Inside of 5 minutes, Bryan Station leading 44-6. They led 14-0 at the end of the first quarter. Took that lead in at 36-0 at halftime, making it a running clock. They scored. They were held scoreless in a short third quarter, but come back with a touchdown here in the fourth. In the backfield, T.J. Hooten in there. He tried to run one time. He and Clements collided when he went to make the handoff. He's in a little bit of a pistol look here, and we've got movement. If that's on GRC, it'll be half the distance to the goal. And I get a feeling it might be. They're pinned back that deep into their own territory. And now it just gets deeper.
Officials conferring, and they've made a decision.
Looking on that sideline, you see Heath's number anywhere, Bob? I didn't see. I wish him the best. A real warrior on this football team. I don't see him over there, but he won't be in this game. This one's out of hand here, and Clements is going to punt it away. And here's Green, who's had a couple of 70-yard-plus runs. He'll try another one. This one from midfield. Green down the right side.
Nobody home.
And he's going to return it for a touchdown. So Clements had a nice punt. The punt actually covered 35 yards. But then you had Green, who scored on a 75-yard pass reception. He's also scored on a 77-yard kick return. Now he scores another special team touchdown. Are they going to bring it back? We'll break out the violin and play a sad song. This guy, he was going to score another special teams touchdown, but it's going to be called back, I guess, due to a block in the back. This one won 70 yards, Bobby, but it was real close. It was 60.
Yeah.
It was 60 anyway.
It sure was, yeah. It was one of those things. He got it basically back near the 35-yard line is when he tracked that thing down.
Yeah, yeah.
So that would have been 65 in and of itself, but to no avail.
He'll have to settle for about 7 of that. And after that, they're going to spot it just on the Bryan Station side of midfield. A little over 2.5 minutes to go in this ball game, and you got anything you want to read for us or anything?
It might help. Hang on here just a minute.
You going to tell us about a bad boy or anything?
Well, I tell you what, folks, if you need a mower, the bad boy is the way to go. Okay? It's a mower that's tough enough to break all of the rules, want everything without sacrificing anything, performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value, the perfect balance of power and performance, a bad boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a bad boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg for your bad boy mower today. MontgomeryTractorSales.com. Mow with an attitude.
I got some leaves. I'd turn a bad boy loose on and try to mulch a few.
Yeah,
I'd get an attitude with that. It'd be a good one. It wouldn't be sour. You take them leaves and mulch them up for me.
They will definitely mulch.
High snap, handed off, and right side running with some reserves in there for both clubs, and running hard for the first down. Tackle made by Justin Falls for GRC, but a good piece of running there. First ball carrier. Bennett, although he spells his name a little different than I do, you got to buy different vowels. I got the E.
He got the I.
Yeah, I in there. He'd buy a different vowel. He rolls up for a first down.
2 minutes left.
2 minutes and new quarterback into the game. You got Branham in there, and he is a junior. Good size, 6 feet tall, 180 pounder. Takes the snap. And he collides with Bennett in the backfield, but Bennett shakes that off, and he's down the right side. He's a little fella, but he got down inside the 5-yard line. And again, Justin Falls making the tackle. And when your secondary guy's making the tackle, you know he's deep downfield.
Well, especially if it's about 35 yards beyond the line of scrimmage. Yeah, did a good job that time of springing that one on the right edge, but our defense just wasn't there to seal it up.
Minute 17 to play in the game. Bryan Station with a big lead, 44-6. Got time on the field. We'll step aside for 30 seconds back after this brief message.
We live with you, grow up with you, and dream with you. At Central Bank, we belong to the same communities you do, as neighbors, friends, and business partners. And through the relationships we build with you every day, we consistently serve you better. That's what highly personal banking is all about. We start with you. Find out how at centralbank.com. Central Bank, member FDIC.
Coming back to play, minute 17 to go. Branham stays in there at the throttle for Bryan Station. Cutright giving way after he played a sparkling game, not a six-touchdown performance like he had the other night. But here's Bennett. He goes in for the score. On first and goal from the seven, Bennett goes in. So the touchdown run makes it 50-6. Bryan Station will still have enough time to try the extra point, trying to hustle and get their special team guys out there.
Oh, they got plenty of time, 38 seconds, yeah.
Big 73, McCauley making a dead sprint. And now they're bringing out some more guys.
57.
And a kick is on the way. They snapped the ball, and you had a guy moving on the line.
He wasn't quite set. Still running into the play. But the clock did stop at the 20-second mark. So they'll probably get a chance to re-kick this if they line up relatively quick.
Bayou Bay Bennett with the touchdown. So they've had five touchdowns on the ground tonight rushing. Had a kick return and then a 75-yard pass reception. So Bryan Station scoring in a lot of different ways. They back it up. Now they'll try this extra point. Plenty of leg and good accuracy, and he drills it through. So the Gentry kick in the waning seconds, and that'll do it. So it ends up being 51-6 with Bryan Station defeating GRC. So Bryan Station continues to roll. They now have a five-game winning streak. They go to 5-2. George Roger Clark Cardinals, their record now stands at 4-3. I'm Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin with me. We'll take a two-minute break. When we come back, game scoring, stats, and summary on a recap. Post-game show coming up here on WWKY. Again, 51-6. Bryan Station over GRC. Back in 2 minutes.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Professional, caring, and affordable. If that doesn't describe the health care your family receives, then you need to visit Sterling Healthcare today. Significant savings for qualified patients, friendly faces, and financial assistance to make services very affordable. These are just a few ways that make Sterling Healthcare the choice for your family's health care. I'm Tina Bryant, Chief Executive Officer for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check us out today at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686.
Cause I ain't in the gimmicks, and neither are they. I'm gonna buy my ride the country time way.
This is Larry Odom for Country Time Motors. If you're thinking about getting a newer ride, think Winchester first. Think Country Time Motors. Think the Maple Expressway at I-64, exit 96. But most of all, think about how you want to do business. Do you want to pay no dock fees or $699 dock fees? Do you want to have a warranty for life or hear a dealer say, "Sorry, friend, we sold it as is"? Here's what I really think. You'll love the way we do business at Country Time Motors on the Maple Expressway at I-64, exit 96, Winchester.
You're listening to the GRC Cardinals.
The Cardinals fall tonight to a very strong Bryan Station team, one of the top 15 teams in the state overall, top 10, top 7 team in 6A football. They are coming in on a four-game winning streak, and they make it five games in a row tonight convincingly in front of the homecoming crowd of 1983, the class of 83, had a couple of NFL players there in attendance tonight, so they were treated to a big victory. Bryan Station wins in a final 51-6, and Bobby just total dominance in this ball game.
Started with the first two plays of the game when they took the ball, got it all the way down to the GRC 20-yard line, and in one play, they had a score, 20-yard run.
Yeah, set the tone early, sure. To recap the game, first quarter, it ended up being 14-0 in favor of Bryan Station. They would roll that into a 36-0 lead going in at halftime, which they had already been able to have the score to where it would be a running clock in the second half, and it was an abbreviated second half of play. They did not score. The defenders didn't in the third quarter. Cardinals got on the board early in the fourth quarter. Less than a minute gone into the fourth quarter, Sam Clements hits Kamani John for a touchdown pass tonight. John hauls that one in. It was 18 yards and a touchdown. So Cards don't get shut out tonight. But Bryan Station came right back with a 77-yard kick return for a touchdown and then ran a play, a couple more plays, and they get six more points. So Bryan Station tonight, they had 5 yards on the ground rushing. They had a touchdown pass, and they also had a special team kick return for a touchdown. Looking at some of the team and individual numbers, and we'll wrap it up here. It was 12 first downs for Bryan Station, 10 for GRC. The Cardinals rushed 27 times for 72 yards, 18 rushes for Bryan Station, 125 yards on the ground. Passing yards, the Cards went 7 of 14 through one pick, got one touchdown, 72 yards passing for GRC, matching the 72 yards on the ground. Good balance there, just didn't get a lot of points out of it. Cutright, he goes 8 of 11 passing. He throws for one touchdown, no picks, and 176 yards through the air for Bryan Station. So the defenders with 301-yard total offense, GRC with 144. Looking at penalties tonight, 14 called against Bryan Station for 152 yards. Three against GRC for 17. Cards punted twice, averaged 36.5 yards, and one punt for Bryan Station. It went for 35 yards. Cards fumbled twice. They lost one of them. Bryan Station, three fumbles. They got them all back. Looking at individual numbers, Caleb Washington, three touchdowns tonight for the Generals. He ran seven times for 63 yards. The other touchdown on the ground was by Yahweh Bennett. He goes in from 29 out for a touchdown. He also had another touchdown run, by Cutright. He ran in from 11 yards out. Individually for GRC, Hayden Heath finished with 11 rushes for 55 yards on the night. 11 rushes for 48 yards. Sam Clements, 12 rushes for 19. Trey Davis, he rushed three times for seven. Hooker carried it one time, or Hooten, rather, and he lost two on the play. Clements, 7 of 13 for 72 yards and a touchdown. The other pass attempt was a flea flicker by Davis that was picked off. Receiving tonight, Israel with three catches. That's a season high for him, 22 yards. Kamani John, two catches for 33 yards. He caught the touchdown pass, his third of the year. That ties him for the team lead in that category. The other pass was caught by Davis and also Haddon Cecil. Looking at some of the tackles tonight, Falls, leading tackler for the Cardinal with four tackles. Ty Miller with three tackles. GRC did get come away with a couple of sacks in this ball game and another tackle for a loss. Those guys producing that. We had Falls in there, also Hunter Gully and Saunders in there for that. Haddon Cecil got a tackle for a loss as well. Bobby, just have to chalk this one up and forget about it and get ready to play Madison Central, who I'm sure had their hands full with Frederick Douglass tonight.
Well, and you can obviously say that it's going to be a tough game, but you had two things that can either go for or against you. Number one, you were in a bye week, so you lost your timing, so to speak, coming into this game, having not played last Friday. But although you had won previously, you knew you were coming in against a team that might be, it was one of the two best teams we've played so far this year, and they just flat brought it from the get-go and never really gave GRC a chance to even get a breath before they were down and out. And hats off to the defenders, and let's just hope that injury-wise the Cards will be healthy enough to pick up the pieces, so to speak, and see if they can go get after that team from Richmond next Friday night.
Sure is. It'll be Madison Central next on the schedule. Before we get to there, we'll have Cardinal Connection Wednesday at Golden Corral, 7 p.m. right there on the bypass in Winchester. And you're going to be eating dinner somewhere that night. Come out and join us. We'll be at the Golden Corral for the Citizens Bank of Kentucky Cardinal Connection. Again, in a final, Bryan Station over GRC tonight, 51-6. So until then, I hope you have a great weekend, and be looking to see how that Cardinal boys team finishes up. Good luck to them in Bowling Green this weekend. So that'll do it from Grider Stadium here on the campus of Bryan Station. On-site engineer Hayes McMakin back at the station. Brack Duncan, appreciate it, and doing a good job there with it. Bobby Baldwin beside me. I'm Joel Bennett. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. So long.
You've been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Football on WWKY, 102.9 FM and 990 AM, streaming on WWKYradio.com. Tonight's game was brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Citizens Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Meek Frazier, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive, your Healy Family McDonald's in Winchester, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, Neely and Wade Insurance, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Rymar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Now more great music on the way on Winchester's own WWKY, 102.9 FM.